Cruise ship operators make billions of dollars in profits every year doing business on the high seas. And it's not just all the booking frees from passengers, who, by the way, numbered close to 30 million in 2018. Those ships also make money on all the stuff those passengers buy while they're on board. Food, drinks, you know the drill. So that's the revenue part. The profit comes from how these companies keep their costs down. And a big part of that strategy in the cruise business is to incorporate offshore. You do that and you avoid paying U.S. federal income taxes. All the big players do it. Carnival is incorporated in Panama. Norwegian is incorporated in the Bahamas. And Royal Caribbean is incorporated in Liberia. With their headquarters outside the United States, these companies can hire their cleaning crews, waitstaff, and bartenders from foreign countries where rules around wages and benefits aren't as strict as they are in the United States. It saves those ship operators lots of money, so I'll just leave you with this little comparison. United Airlines, which is headquartered in Chicago, brought in about twice as much revenue as Carnival did last year, but its global income tax expenses were almost 13 times higher.